Blog Talk Radio.
All right, while we're talking, live in the studio here with Matt Nestor of Fatal Error and Greg Gendron of Sticky Doll. Good morning, guys.
Hey,
morning,
hi,
Candace.
Candace.
How you doing,
buddy?
I'm all right. You know, today's the Dionysus Festival of Wine and Fertility, huh?
I'll preface
all right,
the fertility part.
So we're going to kick off with Re-Psycho Bin by Fatal Error. Psycho Bin is off the newest release with Fatal Error titled Seasoned Veterans.
I'm a new fan. I love it.
Thank you, Greg. So, Matt, where are we at with Fatal Error?
Yeah.
I mean, Fatal Error, for those who don't know, has been with Mystic Records since, what, 82, 83? They appeared on Slimy Valley. Help me out there, Matt.
Yep, Slimy Valley, then the Party or Go Home.
Yeah.
Or the We Got Power, the one with the dog.
Yeah, we're redoing those. We're adding 20 new bands, and we're doing a blast from the past with 20 old bands. And, of course, Fatal Error's new and old is going to be on the new comp. And we're looking to put Sticky, help me.
Doll.
Sticky Doll.
Sticky Doll. You got me all excited earlier, Candace. You were all, hey, we're going to go on in a minute with Greg Ginn. And I'm like, oh, yeah, cool.
Oh, well,
hey,
no, I haven't talked to Greg Ginn in a couple of years, but yeah, I different, Greg. I must not have typed quick enough. But,
that's funny.
Yeah. So anyway, the compilation that I'm putting out, the newest Partier Go Home album, like I said, is featuring A Blast from the Past and featuring 20 new bands. And I also have another comp I'm working on for girl frontline bands. And,
cool.
Yeah, so I just released Fatal Error's latest album, and I hear you guys are working on To Air Is Human.
Yeah, actually working on two things. I'm really excited. We played a couple of shows, and we hooked up with this band, and their name is Modern Enemy, and they...
Oh, I love them. Yeah.
Yeah, they kick ass, and you know, you can just, when you play with someone, it was at a Decry show that we played with them at the Five Star Bar in L.A., and it just, you could tell, like, these guys have only been together for a couple years, but they just kicked ass, and so we kind of reached out, and we're partnering up, and we're going to put out a double vinyl coming up before we even do our album. We want to pump that thing out, so we're going to be in the studio working on both things for the upcoming album and for this kind of like the Faith Void thing, right? We're going to do the double comp or whatever you want to call it, and I anticipate probably the 7-inch vinyl or whatever, and it's going to rock. It's really going to kick ass, so I'm looking forward to that. Those guys are cool, and we've got a couple of decent shows coming up here soon. I think that Recyco band that you just played is how I feel generally every day, like putting me back in the Recyco band. So I'm kind of curious. So what's Sticky Dolls? Is that what it is, Greg?
Sticky Doll, singular.
Sticky Doll. All right.
Sticky Doll. Like imagine Barbie, somebody lit her on fire. Melting.
Okay, gotcha. like a sticky bomb, but a doll instead.
Yeah. Well, that's one way of looking at it. It's a major sexual reference as well for other people.
Yes.
It depends on where your mind's at.
Yeah, at least it's not a brown doll.
No, it's not a brown doll. That's a whole other story, and we probably should write a song about it.
Absolutely.
Right on. Yeah.
Cool. So where do you guys play?
Well, we're an L.A. band for two more weeks. We're moving out to Yucca Valley near Joshua Tree, and we're relocating.
Ooh.
Well, we're still going to say we're a Los Angeles band on Reverb Nation because somehow we've been holding the number one slot for about a month. We're number three now, damn it, but whatever. It does all it means is I haven't been on there posting pictures and videos. It doesn't have anything to do with fans, but, well, I guess it does, but it's a technology thing, you know.
We're always number two wherever we go.
Well, here's
cool.
A sample of Sticky Doll.
Right on. Thanks, Candace.
Thank you.
You know, Sticky Doll is hard and heavy punk-driven rock out of the back alley of Mar Vista, California. And just like all Mystic songs, they are in-your-face, stripped-down, raw, and twisted, and delivered with unique dual vocal styles. Yes, love it.
Yeah.
We're very X-influenced.
Well, you know, it's funny, Matt and I, back in the days in the 80s, X used to play at the Café de Grand where I booked shows there. And we've worked with just about anybody and everybody in the punk scene, and including Fatal Error, and they started in 82, actually. It comes back to me now. And, X is a really good influence, and I love them. And we've all grown up together, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, Sina, the singer, she born and raised East L.A., so she's a native out here. I moved out here from Washington State in 89, so I missed that fucking scene. You know, I caught the end of the glam scene when I moved out, you know.
But, you know, we're continuing on with the blending of Mystic Records and Café de Grand Hollywood Records, you know.
That's great.
Yeah, we're keeping the blast from the past alive and continuing on. And here's another Fatal Error song. This is on their solo.
Shows after this.
Sweet.
Yeah, that is some fucking great shit, man. Wow.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I dig you guys' tunes too, man.
Thanks, brother.
So, yeah, Kathy DeGran, I remember it well. Let me tell you the story of our show at the Cafe de Grand. It was 1984, I believe. And
I was there.
I was just a young punk playing in. I wasn't really in the band. I was kind of filling in for the bass player. And so we went in, and we're loading in, and I had to piss like a racehorse, man. I was just, I had to go. And for the life of me, we're down in this, like, crap hole dungeon, and I, like, couldn't find the bathroom. So I'm, like, searching around. I finally go to the end of this hallway, and being the punk that I am, I just whipped it out and started taking a leak. Well, somebody opens this door, and I ended up pissing on
the bathroom.
Hand. And ends up being, like, the owner or something. He's, like, throwing the chair, throwing chairs at me as I'm running down the hallway, going, whoa, dude, didn't mean it, man. And it's like, he finally just, like, when things kind of settled down, I'm like, hey, I'm the bass player for this band and whatever. He's all, well, you clean this shit up and you guys can still play. So we ended up playing that night. I ended up getting a recording of that night, and we just couldn't clean it up. I wanted to release it. I might put it up on our website eventually, which is fatalerror.us. Real simple. One word, fatal error, then .us. So good pitch for that right there. And but I'll tell you what, I wouldn't trade any of that stuff for all the money in the world. And that song that you just played, I Remember Drugs, I don't know how well it's doing, but I'll tell you what, that is pretty much all I remember from those shows is the drugs, because I don't remember. We played with a lot of bands, Bad Religion, Aggression, all these bands that are, you know, quote-unquote made it today, and I don't remember any of that stuff, so.
Well, you know how that all got going was Mystic Records was right across the street from the Café de Grand in Hollywood, between Hollywood Boulevard and Sunset, for those who don't know, or weren't there then at the time. And, like, when Aggression would walk across the street, I said, you guys are from Ventura, you know, same with Ill Repute, and
Say,
sure, I can squeeze you in, no problem. And, you know, that's how my friendship with Doug and Mystic began. And I also have a live recording of Fatal Error at the Café de Grand. It's doing a cover song of Stepping Stone. Here we go. Thank you. Well, it's a rough old recording, but you can tell there was a lot of people there, and they really liked what you were doing then as a teenager. And now, you know, with the studio quality of your sound, makes it a lot better. I don't know. I'm going to have to go through the old tapes that Mystic has in the vault and see if we have any good studio quality recordings that Doug never released, because Doug used to come into the cafe all the time with Michael and the band's permission, of course, and record, and he has 200 recordings that he's never released that he did live at the cafe.
Wow.
Cool.
And we're going to work on those next year. Or, yeah, this year. I keep saying next year. It's this year.
Yeah. It's here already, Candace. It's here already.
Yes, it is. I keep realizing it's 2017. Woo-wow-wee.
Exactly. And we're just all young and good looking. Like,
yes,
that
we are.
At least young.
Well, I'm still 16.
That's right.
Yeah, me too.
Doug,
I'm definitely
Doug,
the best looking guy in the band for sure.
Oh, good.
There you go.
And you're the bass player, right?
Yeah. No, actually, I'm the guitar and singer. I came up with most of the songs in this new batch. With a couple of exceptions, we're going to be doing an oldie from actually one of them we played at that show coming up. We're working on, and that'll be cool. And that was written by, I think, Trey Kleinsmith, the original guitar player. And I got to give that guy a shout out. I bug him every time. We used to be in like Maximum Rock and Roll and all that a lot back in the 80s. And Trey actually won the best guitarist for 1984, and I was so pissed, because here it is, I'm playing guitar too, and my songs, and this guy got best guitar player, and I was like, I rib the guy every time I see him about that, but honestly, he's a top-notch guitar player today. He's off doing his own projects, not playing for us anymore, and he's having fun, and that's kind of like what we're into. We want to go out there, we want to have fun, and that kind of translates to other kids in the wherever we play, or adults. You know, we try and go out there and have fun and don't take ourselves or anyone else too seriously. And hopefully that translates across as a good time.
And have fun with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know,
why do it if you can't?
Exactly. And you know, a few years back when some of the, my granddaughter was in high school. she's very into the punk scene, and I used to take her to the Dr. No shows when I'd film them, and Monstro's Chico in Monstro's Pizza in Chico. Took her to Youth Brigade. I mean, she really got into it at a young age, and then she started introducing me to some of the young punk kids in bands that were your age, Matt, you know, 16, you know, years old and up and in high school. And we started doing shows at this little pizza place called Papa Joe's Pizza and the National Guard Armory. And I filmed all of these kids, and most of them today love the memories, but they've gone on to be responsible citizens in society. I mean, we're all responsible, whether you're playing punk rock and enjoying your life or being the head coach of the football team. I mean, everybody finds their niche. And whenever I see these kids, I tell them, pick up that guitar. You were good. Pick up those drumsticks. You were good. Remember, go look at your videos. You've got like 10,000, 20,000 hits on them, you know. And, you know, a lot of kids found their self in the lyrics. You know, a lot of people have found themselves in the lyrics and the freedom to express themselves. And that's what's so cool about punk rock and America. We can shout it out.
Yeah, we can.
Yes. Well,
My motivation for continuing to play as long as I can, as old as I get. I played in a band 6-7 years ago, and we got a chance to open for the Addicts. And I saw that crowd, and it was all parents and kids. And all the kids were hardcore punk rock kids. And I was so impressed by that, and it just really hit a nerve with me. And I've always wanted to be a good influence on kids. That's always been my thing, like kids and special needs kids and stuff like that. And I think all I've ever wanted out of, you know, quote unquote, making it, being a rock star and all that, whatever you want to call it, is just being an inspiration to a fucking kid that's positive. You know what I mean?
And just like D. Boone of the Minutemen set used to say, punk rock saved my life. You know,
right.
a lot of the kids do, because it gave them something to encourage them to go forward in life.
And people that don't know punk, you know, they think it's negative and it's angry and it's all this shit. And people that are in punk know the power of it. And for kids, it's an outlet, and it's often a positive outlet. Even though they want to dye their hair green and put shit in their face and entire body, it's a positive outlet, and it can be a positive outlet. You know what I mean?
And there's nothing like pushing people around and yelling and screaming. You know, there's just nothing like it.
Yeah.
But you know, when you have your own group. I mean, I always film the pit as well in all of my videos, and you can see that they're having fun. They're not slamming people and hurting. And if somebody falls down, you'll see someone will pick them up, and help them get back up. It's just a fun way to release energy, and it's actually become a lot more sociably acceptable in the music scene. I mean, Mystic Records had to press their own records back in the day because there wasn't a pressing plant around that would touch punk rock.
Right.
You know, Doug Moody hand pressed those old early day records himself.
Yeah, that's cool.
With a guy named Richard Simpson, who now works at the Rainbow plant in Anaheim. You know, 50 years they've been making punk rock records.
And you know, Candace, another thing about the pit nowadays, you see a lot of girls out there.
You do.
And they're slamming just as hard as the guys, but everybody takes care of everybody. Like you said, that when somebody goes down, especially if a girl goes down, the rally squad is there. She's up and she's back in it. You know, it's really cool.
Yes, and when I'm up in, go ahead.
And my first show was with these two punk chicks in high school. Got the drummer. Matt and I have known each other since we were 4 years old, right?
Wow.
That's a long time. So we were into, like, goofy stuff. We weren't even into punk rock. And these two, like, pink-haired, shaved-headed punk chicks in high school were like, hey, you guys want to go to a show? It was, like, TSOL and God, I don't even remember.
Yeah.
But we get to the show. It was, like, Perkins Palace or some goofy place like that. And so we're there.
That's a nice place, yeah.
Yeah, I might not have been there, but it was TSOL was playing, and the chicks are like, "Hey, Matt, go up and do a stage dive." I'm like, "What's a stage dive?" Right? And here I'm like a semi Hesher at this point, right? I didn't know who I was, right? Now, so I'm okay. So I get up on stage. I'm kind of watching how other people are doing it. I get up there and I do this big old dive, and everybody separates.
I was that guy.
I landed. I hit this one guy in the skull with my elbow, and then I landed smack on the concrete. And I was in so much pain. I was just like, I got to get out of here. I go outside, and I couldn't get my car out because everybody was packed in like sardines. So it was like, here I am. I think I spent I don't even remember most of it. But I ended up like, you know, just writhing in pain. Went to the hospital, had like a freaking bone bruised ribs and who knows what else, but it was punk rock. That was it. After that, I was like, oh, hey, I've experienced the worst of it. I know what I'm not doing again. Right. So,
well, you're
lucky.
You're lucky.
You wouldn't trade that for anything.
There you go.
I wouldn't trade it for anything. Exactly. Yeah. What else can you go and be a moron?
You're right.
I've seen a couple times when the crowds have separated at this place we used to do shows, the Stardust Ballroom. Remember that one, Matt?
Yep.
It was a huge place on Hollywood Boulevard where, everybody played. I mean, they cramped it in. And actually, some of the films that Video Lewis and I were there filming made it in American Hardcore when the Circle Jerks were on. But, I mean, Carlos Guitaros, he was in a band, our house band at the cafe, played every Monday night, Top Jimmy and the Rhythm Pigs. He was bouncing that night, and he was tossing people as they were climbing up. So it's like at a TSOL show, dude, you are lucky that security didn't catch you before you climbed up there, because they don't want people to get hurt, you know?
Yeah, well, too late.
But nine times out of ten, it's the fucking security that's hurting people. You know that?
Yeah,
it
happens.
Yeah, because they're just heaving them.
Yep.
But, you know, I was at a Fear show in Long Beach one time back in 85, I think it was, in a circus tent, and somebody had gotten up on the stage and knocked out the wiring for the sound equipment, and we were like 30 to 40 minutes with no music because of all these people getting up on the stage and leaving was having a fit. He was pissed. He was hollering, "You guys get the F off of here." And I have to tell you, this is the funniest thing that happened that night. This one punker, because the crowd is bored. The circus tent is packed. I mean, people are everywhere. I'm standing up on a bench up against the wall because it is just crazy. And people are angry because there's no music. This one punker climbed to the top of the pole, and by the time the music started, I'm not kidding, he dangled on his neck. He put his head outside of the tent and dangled his arms and legs and was flapping them when Fear started playing. And then he slowly climbed back down, and he grabbed a rope and swung into the pit, and it was on. It was so cool.
I mean, I've never seen... Instead of the guy that ended up on concrete.
I would have rather watched the guy on the concrete.
It was something I will never forget as long as I live, because I mean, one slip and he would have died, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the inside of a circus tent is high.
Yep.
And you could see all four of his limbs waving.
Wow. Hey, man, some
crazy.
People will die for their punk.
That's right.
Yeah, those are dedicated people.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to do some, we're going to crawl. We're going to crawl kaput.
Thank you.
in the studio here with Matt Nestor, Fatal Error, and Greg of Sticky Doll.
That's right.
Yeah. That
so,
song
Matt,
just makes me happy.
What was listening to the lyrics, of course, they're very macabre. Would you like to elaborate on how you were feeling when you wrote that?
Oh, I can tell you stories, Candace. So check this out. Back in the days when we were just starting out playing the cafe, things like that, I was actually 16 when I started kind of playing for real, and I actually was a funeral director's assistant. So I actually was an apprentice trade embalmer around that time for, I don't know, until I was about 18. So a lot of influence that I got came while I was sitting in a crematorium burning a body, or listening. Do you remember the Iranian hostage crisis back in the early 80s?
Yes.
That was where one or two of the songs kind of came out of that mindset, you know, while that was happening. And I'm sure you'll be playing another one of our songs, Hijacked, later on, or maybe not, but that was
kind of
that mindset.
Right, right.
Having said that, you know, Fatal Era was kind of more like a skate punk. When we did the cafe, I was, like I said, I wasn't in the band. I was actually doing another project with the guy that taught me how to play guitar, Bob Davis. And he was in Fatal Era for a long time, and we kind of broke up. But anyway, we started playing this stuff, right? And I had moved to a studio in El Cajon to help my cousin build some more studio space, and use some of that macabre influence doing some stuff, you know. Just I lived in the studio, so that's all I did was like play guitar. And actually my cousin's in a mystic band too, or was a Social Spit.
I talked to Cliffy Pegleg all the time.
Yeah. Cliff. Yeah, exactly. So Dave Nestor was the bass player.
I didn't know you guys were related. How cool.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't like me too much because he actually came out and he was jamming with us for a while. And it didn't work out, so he's kind of sour about that. So we don't really talk. But anyway, getting back to the macabre stuff, no doubt, you know, you and I just released some piano stuff. Because in the crematorium, Pianist Envy, that's right. So in the crematorium where I used to burn the bodies for work, you know, they had this old piano in there. And I got them to let me tune it and restring it and stuff. So there'd be a lot of time there where while the bodies were burned, I'd just be tickling the ivories. And I came up with a lot of weird stuff, most of which is on that Pianist Envy release. And hopefully that does well. I don't know if anyone's actually listening to it, but that's the idea, get someone out there listening to it. For us,
well, you know, promotion of the music is a lot. It you know, we're a do-it-yourself label, and we do the best we can in advertising and promotion. But, you know, we encourage all of the artists to put forth their 100% best effort to get it out there and help us because, you know, it's only Doug and me. We're only two people managing 400. We have 420 artists. We hit 420 this year. I added 120 and Doug already had 300. And like I said, there's 200 that haven't even ever been released.
Yeah, that's awesome. Very cool. I know that, you know, for when I started coming back with this new material, the other guys from Fatal Era that were playing this kind of like clean skate punk, you know, real cool stuff, were just like, oh, dude, Nestor, we got to play this. And it ended up, we started dumping all of the old songs and playing all my songs. And then eventually I kind of took over, I guess. And we've been playing ever since. Matt, Bob, me, Trey. We've actually been in a couple different bands together, but the same people, playing different kind of styles of stuff. So it's kind of fun.
Sure.
I mean, we've been doing this for a long time.
Well, and just so you understand how the royalties work, the Sony Music, is the way they work for 2016, in February, they pay the royalties for October, November, and December, and they pay those in February. And then February, anyone who was released in February, like Seasoned Veterans, Fatal Errors, Seasoned Veterans was released February 3rd, okay? So in the next pay period is middle of May, like around the 15th of May, the royalties come in. And that covers January, February, March, okay? So that only gives your album like 1 month of royalty payments to be paid in May. And then the next month, May, will be August. And then August will cover, you know, the succession of payments. I sent you an email just now explaining that and sent you your screenshot of royalty payments. So, you know, that's how it works. You know, some artists are under the impression that as soon as it's released, you know, their royalty payments come in the very next one. And like I said, February is paying for 2016, the last three.
My impression is beggars can't be choosers unless you choose to beg.
Good one.
Well, and, you know, I do what I can for social media. I have another page that I've added everybody on Spotify. I need to make another page for SoundCloud because we have contracts with SoundCloud, Spotify, and YouTube. I have my little YouTube page, but I need to start another YouTube and Spotify, which I have both, or not Spotify, SoundCloud. I had all those before I even started working with Mystic. And I've just included the Mystic stuff on my own personal Candyland Star because Candyland Star is my photography production company. But anyway, you know, it's just time consuming. You know, I run the website for Cafe de Grand as well as Mystic and my Candyland Star. And I do all of the digital work and the mastering, remastering for the digital downloads and entering all the metadata in there. And, you know, it's
You need some help.
Well,
Candace.
Yeah. Sometimes I put in 12 to 14 hours, you know, and then I have a ranch to run. And,
Then you eat bean sandwiches.
I grab whatever's in the refrigerator to eat. So yesterday I made a nice homemade apple pie, and today I'm going to make some tamales. I made tamales last week, and that way during the week I can just grab and eat while I'm super busy. And Saturday and Sundays are like my time, you know. The radio is my time. This is my fun, to have fun with you guys. So let's hear from Matt again real quick. You told me earlier you had a surprise. Surprise now, or do you want to hold it?
I actually can't do it because my computer is like on a time lag. And so I was hoping to play you guys some stuff, but it's not going to work because my computer's not syncing. It's like a 30-second delay, first of all, and then my microphone and my computer just died. So, well, I guess we'll just have to wait.
So we messed around too long? You were ready earlier?
No, it wouldn't work because the computer HD setup has got like a lag. So and the microphone wasn't feeding in. So what link I got wasn't really a live feed like we're talking on the phone right now. It was more like a live listen.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I had my microphone set up, it was on a total delay.
All you have to do is whatever you want to play, hold your phone down to it, and it'll come through on the soundboard.
Oh, my God, that'll sound worse than the cafe show recording that you did.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
this is
then
fatal error. We sound really good. Come listen to us.
Okay,
yeah,
well, then let's play.
We should probably hold off on that.
All right, then let's play Hijacked. Here we go.
About the new stuff we're doing. Gets me pumped up.
Well, you know, we're bringing back the Super 7 Records at Mystic, and we're also doing Super 7s. We're taking the old Super 7s and doing not only the compilations online, we tested the market with the first one, A Blast from the Past, with an old band and a new band, and we're now manufacturing CDs for that. And I just checked the time. We have enough for a full LP, but we want to bring back the Super 7. And, you know, even though they're popular, people like more music. A Super 7 is just an EP, and it's such a short amount of time. We found that if we can combine, like you want to do a split with what, Modern Enemy?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be
so
that's
if you did
kick
two,
out.
If you did two, we could do a four-way split and make a full LP. We could do A Blast from the Past of two older Mystic bands, and with the two new, and we could do a full LP that way, two old and two new. If
Hello,
you like that.
No, I'm just kidding.
that sounds like that would save me money.
Yeah.
I like saving money.
And it would help to introduce the new bands, because you know you have the whole Mystic catalog to choose from.
Well, that's
hey man,
talking,
I would love
to get
all to be on an album with you guys. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that
yes,
would be a trip.
And we definitely will have some Sticky Doll coming up here too. I really want to get you started. I like to do like I did with Fatal Error. I released I Remember Drugs as a single to get their name out there again. And then I re-released Slimy Valley compilation that they were on. And the new one that I'm working on is the 40 old and the 40 new, like I discussed earlier. And with Sticky Doll, what I would do is the same. I would release whatever track that I like that first one that I played earlier off of Reverb Nation. That's one of my favorite. Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs of Sticky Doll. And if you would want me to release that one, I would release your song as a single and then put it on the comp. And we have some really killer artwork for the punk rock girls. It's a Viking princess. Actually, an artist friend of mine drew it to look like me. And she's riding a polar bear, and she's got her sword up in the air and a shield. And it's a beautiful drawing. He's actually got it tattooed on his back. And if you're out there, Roach, love you, and love your art, and love everything you do. I know he's listening. He's down there in Louisiana, great tattoo artist, great friend of mine for, like, I don't know, 25, 30 years. And that's going to be the artwork on the Girlfront Band compilation that I'm putting together. And it's punk rock bands from all over the world. And all with female singers, and some of them are all girl bands as well, you know. And
we're genre neutral.
Well, we know you have a penis from your earlier story, so.
Oh yeah, gave it away.
You gave it away.
Yeah, it's a surprise.
Well, you know, I was listening to some tracks from Fat Mike in Sweden. NOFX, where he was talking about this guy's mohawk, and he asked him how old he is, and he said 16. And I mean, this boy had a mohawk probably a foot up in the air, spikes, several big spikes. And Mike said to him that, asked him if he had ever been laid. And anyway. He said, well, you're definitely going to get laid tonight with the stiffness of your spikes. And then he says, look at my mohawk. It's limp and flappy just like my penis.
No, man.
And that was live. A friend of mine recorded that live in Sweden. So I thought that was pretty funny. But Pianist Envy is another release by Matt Nestor, and it's a fun album. I love the artwork on it. It's got a broken down, funky old piano with a really old doll on there, and of
that
course
that doll
it's
might
called...
be sticky.
Is it sticky?
It might be sticky.
I'll make it sticky if it's not.
I mean, Mortician's Blues has probably got to be a sad one.
Thank you.
Well, if that doesn't give you something to think about.
Wow, that was cool as hell.
That brings me back to the old embalming room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was funny. I had one sit up on me once. You know that?
They did? Oh, they did?
Yeah, it scared the crap out of me. It was like 3 or 4 in the morning. I had just come in with the first call. That means I had to go pick up a body. The embalming room had like 4 or 5 corpses in it already. And I'm unloading this body onto an embalming table. And I swear to God, the thing twitched and sat up on me. I almost crapped my pants. It was like, ah! And I was the only one in there. I just left it right then and there. I locked the door. I ran out of that place. And the next morning, my boss laughed at me so hard. And he was the coolest guy. He's like this big old lurch dude. And he had the best sense of humor, man. He was just, he almost felt, he was, his sides were hurting. He was laughing at me so much. But, God, man, what a trip. What a trip.
Well, you know, when rigor mortis sets in, the body gets really stiff. So, I don't know.
It wasn't rigor yet.
It was too early
for rigor mortis. I think it had something to tell me, but I didn't want to stick around and listen.
Oh, no wonder they have so many ancient stories a couple hundred years ago of people being buried alive and stuff because of muscle spasms or vampires and stuff, you know, where people rise from the dead.
That's funny you should say that. One of the songs that didn't make it on that Pianist Envy was actually called Buried Alive. It would have went on, but the recording was so crappy because it was done so long ago that I decided not to include it. But, I got a song called Buried Alive, strangely enough.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I want to hear some more of the Sticky Dolls music. Let's hear another Sticky Dolls music. That first one was really cool.
Another Sticky Dolls. All right.
Yeah, I want to hear Sticky Dolls music.
Hey, Candace, I messaged you our cover of Butcher Baby by the Plasmatics. I just sent you that on a Messenger, so MP3.
Let me see. Where are we at here? Oh, Greg. Let me see if it'll play. I love the Plasmatics. Back in the day, people used to compare me to Wendy O. Williams.
Oh, really? That's a good comparison.
Yeah, because
we love her.
Oh, here we go.
Put your baby. on. Use your phone.
That's a great, great cover. You know, we do cover songs. I administrate for Harry Fox Agency, so getting licensing is super easy. I know how to do all that. And Mystic
awesome.
Has been known for their cover band, their albums titled Covers, where all of the punk rock songs are different covers.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thanks for
that
playing
that. I like
cool.
that. I
Thank
like
you.
That. Butcher Baby.
Yeah,
good.
That's going to be, I told you guys we're moving out to Yucca Valley. Our first order of business, once we get the boxes unpacked, we have a detached garage now. We're going to shoot our first official music video, total DIY. It's going to be all fans using their iPhones, and then we're going to edit it all together. But we're doing it for Butcher Baby, and we're going to dress up the garage like a Dexter Kill room, and it's going to be pretty entertaining. Let's just leave it at that.
I
awesome.
See. Well, you
yeah.
know, we also have contracts with Netflix and iTunes for videos as well as downloading through
oh,
Sony
great.
Entertainment. Yeah. And
so now, do you, hey, Greg, do you guys live together?
Yeah.
As a band?
We
oh, that's so cool. So you guys are actually, how many people are in your band?
We're a three-piece. All the guitar and bass you're hearing is me playing one instrument, a bass.
Cool.
I have a magic pedal, and I'm not going to say the brand name because they don't seem to want to endorse me, so they can fuck off.
Yeah.
But,
fuck those guys.
Fuck those guys. That's right. But, yeah, it's just me and my pedals, and we're basically like X. We're, you know, she's predominant vocals, but we trade off a little bit. We just kind of call and answer. And we have a fucking human metronome drummer that's like Animal from the Muppets, and that's it. We're a three-piece.
Sweet. And the drummer lives with you, too?
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay, I was going to say. So that was my question. You guys all live together. I'm like, oh, rad. Freaking Partridge Family.
Oh, no, no, no. No, just me and Sam.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, I'm going to shoot you, Greg, the requirements for videos to be launched
okay.
through Netflix, and I just sent it to you via email, and I'll
okay.
send it to you, Matt, as well, since I've got it pulled up here. And
yeah, most of our video stuff, especially from the old days, I've already got posted on our website, so it's kind of a we'd have to do something new, because everything's pretty well free. That's fatalerror.us. You can go to the video section. I haven't posted all of them, but most of the old ones, some of the old interviews, things like that are already there. But next time we actually do a live show or something, we'll have to do a video
video.
That would be cool.
The highlight and copy I did came out really messed up, so I just did a screenshot. Anyway, Sony Entertainment bought out the original company, The Orchard. So the name still stays the same, The Orchard, so you don't get confused. But here I'm going to post the screenshot on my Facebook page so that all of our artists can see that, as well as you guys. And the one that I sent you, Greg, on IM, it's all in one big long string, and it's almost impossible to read. So
okay.
let's see, where did I put it here? Sony, there we go. But yeah, Sony Music Entertainment is also, like I said, they purchased The Orchard for $200 million, and that's
is that all? Okay.
Well, yeah,
that's awesome.
And
yeah.
Yeah, and the guy who founded the orchard, one of them, Richie Goderer, was from the original band The Strangeloves back in the 1950s. I've actually met him. He's a very good friend of Doug Moody's. And even our representative at the orchard says, Richie Goderer's in the studio. He's a musician, you know. He's in the studio.
Yeah.
They performed under many different band names, but some of their biggest hits back in the 60s were My Boyfriend's Back. I Want Candy.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. He gave me.
Big
stuff. Last time I spoke to Richie, he said he told Doug he enjoys what I've done with Mystic and the Orchard so well that he gave me the rights to put I Want Candy out for any of the bands that want to redo it. You know.
We're all over it.
Let's do it, guys.
That sounds like a job
Come
for
on.
Sticky Doll, man.
Hey, man,
there
candy is sticky as hell, so we're all over it.
Go for it.
I wanted to say real quick, Candace, it sounds like we have a lot of talking to do off air.
Sure.
But I know that Doug lives in Oceanside. Is that where you live as well?
Well, sometimes I live there, but right now I'm at my ranch up in Northern California.
I'm over in Vista, California every week right now. I'm dealing with a family illness with my stepfather, and I'm staying in Vista, which is right next door to Oceanside, if meeting Doug is a possibility. This is all off-air stuff probably, but I'm just throwing that out there. I'm over there every week right now for 2 and 3 days at a time, and I'd be more than happy and excited to meet with him and go have coffee or, you know, whatever. It's off-air stuff, I guess, but just throwing it out there.
We can talk about it. Doug is a very wonderful guy. He's 89 years old, and he is the longest-running punk label in the history of punk rock.
Oh, I've done my research. I know. I'd be honored to meet him, yeah.
That's great. Well, I know Matt's met him. You guys have been in the studio together, I'm sure, back in the days, right?
All I remember are drugs.
That's right. That's all he remembers is the drugs.
Famous people, not so much. Yeah.
But probably some good drugs.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, and the best part about them, they were free.
Right. Oh, that's great. Well, that's even better.
Exactly. Hey, I wanted to do a shout-out to a couple of bands that have been working with us. And
right.
For sure, the Boxheads. I love the Boxheads.
I do, too.
They're totally cool. Raul, dude, bro, righteous. That sounded stupid. I love it. But then again, we got Done For, Joey. Hey, you guys rock, man. Keep going. Let's see. I know there's God, what? It's. I hate when that happens and my computer's down. We're playing a show with them. Oh, well. I blew it and forgot their name already.
Modern
like RFA
Enemy?
Or something like No, they're awesome, too. We'll be playing with them. But there's a band we're playing with upcoming here. And why can't I? It's not RKL. It's.
RK Aliens.
No.
Right?
Yeah, well, that's that. But no, this is a band. They're awesome, and I can't remember their stupid name.
Is
so
it with Chris
Rest
from the original RKL?
No. We just played with them at the 5-Star Bar, too. I'm embarrassed, guys. Sorry about that. I don't remember your acronym name.
What's the date of your show?
That was, last month.
No, the one that's coming up that you wanted to give a shout out for.
One's in June, one's in July. You got to go to our Facebook page because of my memory shot. The only thing I remember are drugs.
Hey,
so bad. I'm so horrible.
Okay,
I shouldn't have even opened my mouth. That's how bad that was. Oh, well.
June. Okay, so I'm looking at June and.
One of them's at the Doll Hut, and one of them's at the Red Cove.
Okay, let me go to your page, then. We'll see.
Oh,
but
bless
I would
you.
Like
yes, by all means, go to our page.
I would love to give a happy birthday shout out to Nathan Robarts. Today is his birthday. Happy birthday, Nathan.
HB.
Yeah.
HB, HB.
And let me see. Okay, so I know that you have a show coming up May 13th. Wait, where's my calendar? At DePaz's. I think you have the wrong date on that. Where's my calendar? Okay, so Fatal Error does have a show coming up May 13th at DePaz's in Long Beach. And let's see what else. And you playing
with
Modern Enemy. Yep.
Yeah, the Modern Enemy and the Schnitzelgruvers. What's their name?
Schadenfreuders.
Yes, the Schadenfreuders.
Yeah, if you look it up, it's a German word. They're kind of like the court jester, you know.
Nice.
The pranksters like to have fun and make jokes and things. Okay, so I'm on your page, and I see a surfboard at the beach.
Yeah, if you see that, if you look at the DePaz's flyer, if you look at the comments, that'll be our next couple shows.
Okay, here we go. April 26th is Punk at Petey's. And let's see, that's in Tarzana on April 22nd. That's next weekend, next week. Punk at Petey's. This is at 6025 Reseda Boulevard. You've got reverb coming back through the microphone there, Mike.
No, that's me. I apologize, I put you on speaker.
Oh, okay, yeah, you got to take that off.
Yep,
okay,
so I was
going to
say it's not me this time.
April 22nd, Punk at Petey's is...
No, we're not playing
that.
Oh,
you've got
Glue Gun,
Defects, Fatal Error.
What?
Wow, so many... That's what it says here.
Those guys are killing me.
Are they really?
Are you sure that's
Capital
this year?
Radio Show, Glue Gun, that's with Bob Odie.
Yeah,
Defect, Lauren Defect, and the rest of those boys, and Fatal Error. So that's not the right lineup.
What year is that?
1987.
It says April 20. Oh my God, 2016. Hello.
Okay,
well,
that
know what,
sounds.
You,
that
need,
sounds
you
right.
Need to. You need to seriously update your event calendar because it's way off. All right. Well,
yeah, look
here.
At the posts. Just look at the posts and that last one with the DePaz's flyer. It's got some comments on our next show, and that'll say that band that work that I like that I can't remember their stupid name, and it's got it on the comments.
Fatal Error.
I can't believe my stupid computer died while we're on the air.
Well, I
That's
see
so
you
annoying.
Played February at the garage with Reagan Youth. Upcoming
that was a
events
good show.
It says Fatal Error does not have any upcoming events. You better check with your guys running your Facebook page because
well, that's John, our singer. So John, I know you're listening, bro. You got to update the Fatal page. But
okay, so got
it's
some
in
shows
a post.
Coming up. The May 13th. Okay, June 23rd with SRA.
God, that was it. Why couldn't I remember that? So annoying.
And to be
SRA.
Announced
Those
at the Red Cove in Ventura. And then, so that's May, June, July 29th is with the Boxheads at the Doll Hut in Anaheim.
Maybe a good show. Like I said, we love the Boxheads. They're great. SRA is great, too. My brain just froze up, and I couldn't remember the stupid acronym. So that was cool. That's cool. We're going to be recording at the end of April, and we're going to get you some material to put out. I don't know. We'll talk about the album thing. We've got our heart pretty well set on the double 7-inch. So, but you know, nothing's off the table. We just haven't discussed it yet. We're excited.
All right.
It's going to kick ass for sure. But I just want to make sure those guys we've been playing with a lot, you know, Boxheads, Dunfor is really cool. Modern Enemy we just played with once, and I was like, we got to do an album. These guys are hardcore. So
yeah. Well, I hope
SRA,
you get Mystic and Mind
cool
to
guys.
Do your vinyl.
Yep. Yep, yep. We're going to be doing vinyl for sure.
Okay, so I look forward to it, you know. Think about a four-way split to do a full LP, you know. And
we'll talk offline for sure.
Right. Okay, so anyway, not to change the subject, but looking at Sticky Doll's website, I see that you guys just had a show in Corona where you did you're not playing the show. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, we don't deal with bullshit promoters, so we were getting flack and we said, fuck you.
I'm so glad you said that, because I'm not going to mention the name of the promoter, but I found that it's someone who is just new at this, and I tried to give them some tips of promoting and booking, and that didn't go over too well. But anyway, make sure everyone checks out, let's see. Oh, you guys played the Viper Room in the beginning of March, right?
Nope, same scenario. I got in an argument with the general manager, and we told him to fuck off. We canceled.
Oh, well,
we're the most hated punk band in LA, according to me.
Oh,
we don't put up with any bullshit. We don't pay to play.
Cover. Oh, your girls are so cute. I'm gonna share their poster here. Fun times with
definitely.
Sticky Doll for their Plasmatics cover of Butcher Baby. And yes, I'm wearing a diaper. Oh, how cute.
She comes up on stage with us. We end our set with Butcher Baby, and she comes up on stage with us.
Oh, how fun. Well, you know, back in the cafe days, people started calling me Candy O because I smashed up a few things on stage, and
nice.
we made some, you know, those plastic heads that you put wigs on.
I got some of those
and painted them up, and we got a big Barbie doll head, and we shaved her head and sprayed her green, and we did all kinds of, and then we smashed them all up.
Cool, yeah. Hey, people in the crowd love that stuff. That's never going to change. People like a little bit of a show, you know.
Yeah, it was fun, and of course we always dressed to kill, me and Don McKinnon. And if you're out there, Don, you better call me, because your mama said you're MIA again. We grew up together, and there was a guy named Dobbs who used to tend bar at the Cafe de Grand, and in the 70s, he was my neighbor when my kids were first born. And when Don told me, she's 8 years younger than me, when she told me Dobbs was tending at this club, I told her, oh, you got to take me. And we drove up. I said, not this place. I said, Scott Mayer tried to bring me here, said it was a good dance club, and there was LAPD outside busting heads. And I said, I was never going to come in this place again. This was back in 82. And sure enough, I went in anyway because I had to go see my old friend Dobbs. I'm sure you remember Dobbs, Mike. Or Matt, and it was...
What's
it
her
was
name,
bro? It was love at First Sight, because X played that night, Social Distortion, and Bad Religion, and it's like, huh.
Wow, what a show.
Yeah, and then I got to meet them all, because my friend Don was really good friends with John Doe and X-Scene. So I got to meet them and Billy Zoom and Mike Ness and all the rest of them from Bad Religion and Social D. And from then on, for about the next year, I worked in a factory slamming out rivets on punk rock jewelry, belts, bracelets, gauntlets. And every night after work, I would go hang out at the Café de Grand backstage, meeting all these people. And after a year of that, Michael Brennan tossed me the book, and he said, "I just fired English Frank." He said, "I want you to take over because you already know everybody."
So that's how you got that job.
Yeah, that's how I got my job working at the Café de Grand booking punk rock.
Right place, right time.
Yeah, yeah. And I used to tell my stuff.
You, Candace, I wanted to tell you guys, you know, we've been Mystic members, and you know, we talked earlier, and appreciate, you know, like the family atmosphere, and we're taking care of each other. And a lot of the bands that are like kind of sour, you know, on the whole like label scene, not just you guys, anybody else. I mean, some of the artists don't understand that, you know, the labels make the other way around sometimes. And to give somebody their start and, you know, go through and just basically somebody launches and to have them not acknowledge that is not very cool. So I just wanted to let you know.
Well, we not only launch the careers, but we keep the names alive. We have kept everyone's names alive. And I will state it for the record right now that any of the bands, and there's only a couple out of the 300, I can only think of three that are sour. And two of them took masters that were copyrighted and owned by Mystic and gave them to another company. And that's a federal offense. It's a $150,000 federal crime. So if you hear anybody speaking negative about Mystic, it's because they have a lot to lose, because we never pursued any action against them. And they need to just zip it and get on with their life, you know, and start writing some new music. They want this other label, then go for it, you know, but write some new music and don't take what's copyrighted and owned by Mystic, period. So that's my stand on it.
Right on. Well, we acknowledge it. We appreciate it. And
yes,
you do. We're gonna do some new music.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so I think it's time for some more music. And we have Fatal Error with Rodney on the Rocks, KROQ.
For 20 bands on each side, here's a Fatal Error. We'll start this couple cuts from the album. Here's Fatal Error.
No Glow, take five.
Off of a new album coming out called We Got Power on Mystic Records, and it's not out yet, so don't even bug the stores yet. Wait a next couple of weeks, then it'll be out. Okay, Sluggo did What Happens Next, and then we heard the Shrimps doing Acting Husser, and then the Micronauts doing Born to Kick Ass, and then the ODs did Feel the Power, and then we heard the Sacred Cows did Wasteland, we heard Justice League doing Attitude, and then America's Hardcore did one called America's Hardcore, and then Fatal Error did No Clones, and that's off of the new Mystic album. There's 20 bands, 20 songs on each side. So that's going to be a hot album for 85. Okay, well, here's another.
And you know that whole album was a big success, and it sold out, and we never repressed it. So anyone who has that original album is sitting on a really good collector's piece.
Yeah, that was.
And
a
all
good
of
time.
Those
you know,
bands. Yes.
No, I was going to say, if you look on the FatalEra.us website, you look at the cool stuff, you'll see that Sluggo, we were in Maximum Rock and Roll's top 10. I think we're like number 7 or something like that with that No Clone song. And that was, at the time, I think we even beat out like the Ramones and all the generic bands. So that was pretty cool.
That's one of my favorite FatalEra songs because it speaks about how I feel. I don't want to be like you. I don't want to be a poser. I don't want to be like anybody else, you know. I want to be me, you know. And that song speaks loud and clear about individuality.
And that's the genius of our singer John and our old guitarist Trey. They definitely get a shout out for that.
There you go. All right, guys. Well, it's that time again.
No, don't make us go.
I don't want to go.
Well, you don't have to. Well, Greg, is there something you would like to add? A shout-out to anyone in your band or anyone you know you'd like to give a word to?
Well, for Sticky Doll, I just want to, I guess the only shout out I want to give, just because we haven't had a chance to really say much about it, our next show is at Maui Sugar Mill in Tarzana. Now, that's not till the end of May, Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, it's a Saturday night. Our booking agent booked it, so I don't know the whole lineup, but I know it's, she was working on putting together a really good show for us. So I imagine it's a night of, like, you know, really fucking the best of the best band. And prior to that, like I said, we're moving to Yucca Valley, so we're going to be focusing on doing some videos, but we're doing two radio interviews. One is a local podcast, I don't remember his name, this just was like confirmed a couple of days ago, but we're doing LA Radio Talk Live with Jennifer DeVoe. I think her show is called Jenny's Talk on the Block or something like that. We're doing that probably next month. So I'm like you, Candace. I live on Facebook and I'm a social media, you know, I call myself a whore, social media whore. So I post everything we do. I post it immediately. I put it in all the groups. So, you know, if anybody's listening and interested in Sticky Doll, we're really easy to find. We're everywhere. You know, I do it 24/7. So.
Well, and I also encourage people to use Twitter, Google Plus.
Yeah.
SoundCloud, Reverb, like you have, you know,
uh-huh.
as many of the social media outlets as you can, because once you're connected, it's just a real easy share, you know.
Yeah.
And it really gets you out there, and the more music you have up, the best, and the more shows you play, get your name out there, and we all work together on publicity and promotion and everything, and you know it. I think it helps a lot to launch the old blast from the past and launch with the new groups coming up, because I've seen a lot of new groups that, you know, are really good, and they're just not getting the attention they need because everybody's focused on the older groups. So that's why we came up with the Blast from the Past series that we're doing. And instead of the We Got Power, it's Mystic Radio. Candace D'Andrea presents Mystic Records radio, and the first album is out right now already on vinyl in the market right now. And we're working on that series to go with. It's the same 40 bands, and like I said, 20 from the past, 20 from the new. And I always thought that one band was called Achtung Hoosier. So I don't know if Rodney pronounced it correctly or if I do. I don't know, but my mom's German, so it looks like Achtung to me, which means get going.
Yep.
You know? Andale, hurry up. Achtung.
Yeah, totale, andale.
Andale, oh, okay. Odale, man.
Odale. So, hey, more thing. Hey, Greg?
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Give me your contact info. Nestor@fatalair.us is my email address. And for anyone else out there that wants to email the band, it's Nestor@fatalair.us, N-E-S-T-O-R. And that'll also, that page at fatalair.us will link you to our Facebook page. Got a bunch of old stuff, got a bunch of recent stuff. Kind of cool. Got some interviews, old interviews, new interviews. We've got a pretty good tight relationship with the artist Brian Walsby. I know he's coming out with a nice book of his art, pretty iconic punk stuff, kind of cartoonish, very cool. He's been doing Manchild magazine forever, and
he's a good artist.
Noteworthy, yep, noteworthy
for sure.
Yeah, he's
a very good artist. Sure.
And other than that, you guys, thanks for having me on, and I appreciate it, Candace, as always. And I guess May 13th is our show at the Piazzas with the Fornicators that are from Sweden and some other really good bands, Modern Enemy, and some good mystic shit. Come and check
it out.
There
you go.
We'll be there.
Well, it was good having you on. And Greg from Sticky Doll, their Facebook page you can find at Sticky Doll. And anything else that you would like to add about Sticky Doll, Greg?
All I want to say is we are honored to be potentially part of the Mystic. You know, we just got contacted by you guys. We haven't officially signed anything or whatever, but we're really honored to have the opportunity. And I look forward to talking to you more. And I was contacted by Ron Favre, and that's how we connected, me and you, Candace. So we're really honored, and we're looking forward to discussing, you know, working together. And Matt, it's great to meet you on here. And we're going to be putting together a lot of our own shows. I'm kind of taking the role. I'm sick of promoters and booking agents, so I'm going to be putting together some shows. And from what I heard, I fucking love your guys' stuff. So we'll hopefully talk offline too and see what we can get some good shows together.
There we go. All right. Don't forget to party or go home.
That's right.
Yeah. We'll see you next time.
Adios, amigos.
Later.
What happened?